Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 85th verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse once again, and we'll be back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد قل ربي أعلم من جاء بالهدى ومن هو في ضلال مبين.
Indeed, O Muhammad, he who imposed upon you the Quran will take you back to a place of return. Say, my Lord is most knowing of who brings guidance and who is in clear error.
So, regarding this 85th verse, as we mentioned, we said that the verse is revealed under specific occasions based on some of the actually narrations. But as we said, the narrations of Raja'ah are widely transmitted, and Raja'ah is of the self-evident knowledge of Shi'i sects. And we will also bring you some verses in the Holy Quran that adapt to it. For example, the Holy Quran says, He is who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, that He may prevail it over all religions, though the polytheist may detest. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. So there are some other verses of the Holy Quran which do the same as well. But up to now, the religion of Islam has not prevailed over all religions, and the promise of Allah has not been yet done. But it will be, and it will not fail, and this belongs only to the period of Raja'ah. So that's why this verse is also important, since this verse could also be added to the verses that continue the discussion and actually prove the existence of something like Raja'ah. The late Sayyid Murtada Alamul Huda has narrated in his book Muhkam wa Mutashabih from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam that this verse relates to Raja'ah in this world. I mean, in the الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَاد. Verily, he who has revealed and ordained the Qur'an unto you will bring you back to the destination. And the verse continues, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily, he who has revealed and ordained the Qur'an unto you will bring you back to the destination. This part relates specifically to Raj'a, and his knowledge had reached to a point that he knew this verse. And once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the commentary of this verse, and he alayhi salam said, "By Allah, the world will not end till the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam meet each other in that specific place. And they will build a mosque there, the doors of which will be numerous." That place, that specific place, is mentioned in the traditions, which is a province in the suburbs of Kufa. So, dear listeners, regarding this verse, we said that the beginning part of this verse is specifically related to the concept of Raj'a. And also, the important thing is that the Holy Quran adds that the Holy Prophet must treat very carefully against these actually obstinate opponents. Because the Holy Quran says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Say, "My Lord knows best him who has brought the guidance and him who is in clear error." So, somehow, it has been suggested that the way of guidance is clear. And, of course, when the way of guidance is clear, the path to aberration is also manifest. So, what's the point? The point is that the Almighty Allah is well aware, and the truth-seeking hearts also know this reality. They know how to go for it, they know where to look for it, and they know the exact way to reach it. And that's the, as we said, the manifest commentary of this verse. But as we said, there are some other commentators who have delivered some other probable meanings upon the Quranic word ma'ad. And the purpose of ma'ad, as these commentators believe, is the concept of returning to life after death, the land or the rank of the great intercession, or even paradise, or even Jerusalem. Anyway, up to now we have sufficiently discussed the contents of this 85th verse of Surah Qasas. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when fate.